Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything. From the streets to the peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the best athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. I can't stress how important it is to have the proper luggage or baggage on your journey. We're teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10 or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on. Time to get going. Have you been in quarantine? Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your coconuts in months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with hairy coconuts. Would you show up to the first day of school without a haircut? Nope. Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining. The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with Manscaped Crop Preserver Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner. The Crop Preserver is anti-chafing deodorant, which ensures your afternoon stroll through the jungle doesn't result in sticky coconuts. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner and made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts to give your coconuts a special boost. Subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean. The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through the quarantine and welcome back to the jungle with a Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SLOPDROP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com when you use SLOPDROP, S-L-O-P-D-R-O-P. Your first post-quarantine date will thank you.
Here comes a slot drop. I can answer that. That's a slot drop. What is that move? That's a slot drop.
Slot drop time.
Welcome back to the Slop Drop. This is Nathan Rogers at WooPigSumo on Twitter and my tag partners for this episode. Looks like from the Wyatt family, Bad Luck Chapman and the manager of champions, Stephen E. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Sumo?
How was vacation?
There's no Bryant or Wyatt family, brother. We're just living the beach life.
Hey, man, you know, we were down in the Caribbean for 8 days last week, and you know, hopefully we didn't forget how to do this thing. You know, I have
been a minute.
My partner, but you know, let me start this off, guys. You know, we always joke around about bad luck and what he brings to the table. Let me tell you,
a lot.
It is not a gimmick. It is a lifestyle for this guy. Like,
shoot,
I can't even tell you. We don't have enough time in the episode to go into to scratch the surface of the bad luck that we had. You know, it's something else. But
there's the saying, so and so lives the gimmick or whatever. No,
100%.
He is the gimmick.
Let me put it this way, okay? I'll give you a brief, small insight. Our flights were getting canceled, right? Ours was still good, but the airline we flew with on the way back was getting canceled. So the night before, I said, I bet my luck on it that we fly out tomorrow. And guess what happened?
Famous last words.
Flight got canceled.
Canceled flight, man. But you know, all in all, it was a good time, man. We had fun down there in the Caribbean. You know, shooting around. You know,
how much ice cream did Chapman eat?
Oh gosh.
So they may or may not have found me on the third day, passed out playing under the machine with it just turned on, dripping.
Happens
to me too. So don't
feel. I was able to put 3 out of 4 of them out of order. I'll put it that way.
Damn. Yeah, that's what happened to them all.
That's like McDonald's ice cream machine right there, out of order.
Yeah. But we're back and we're ready, man. A lot of stuff has been happening while we were gone.
Yeah. Somebody not out of order, Keith Lee. I don't know if you guys heard. You know, he was MIA for quite some time. Turns out he had COVID, was off TV for a little while. Later discovered because of that, he developed some sort of heart condition. So delayed him even more. They wouldn't even let him work out. Now he's finally cleared and gradually getting back in shape. So good for Keith Lee. So yeah. a lot of speculation there, but he kind of cleared the air today.
Well, you'll be glad to know that is the first. That's breaking news to me. I haven't heard that. And, you know, good for Keith, man. That guy is one of those guys that you just seen him build all that momentum, and then he hit the main roster and kind of, you know, hit the skids, I guess you would say. You know, we want to see that guy get back in there and live up to the potential that we all know he has.
Quick shout out to Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae expecting their first child.
Yeah. So. Congratulations, man. Congratulations are in order. I saw that.
I feel like you're going to pull me over in that hat.
All you're missing right now is a lantern, Chapman.
I know. You know what's funny? So we're getting set up, and I'm like, you know what, man? We just got off vacation. We got these sweet shirts that we got on vacation. We got some sweet hats we got on vacation. Why don't we just join the Slop Drop tonight, wear this sweet gear? And until you said that when he came on, I had no idea. That was totally not planned to look like Bray Wyatt, but goddamn, he looked like, you know.
Throwback to Wayland Mercy.
Yeah, 2013 Bray Wyatt.
Another quick rumor, Adam Cole's contract supposedly expired. He's basically just finishing up a few more dates. And after SummerSlam, who knows? Rumor is there's a bidding war between WWE and AEW. Who knows what the truth of the matter is, but kudos to Adam Cole if we got two major companies fighting over you.
Yeah,
to be honest, I don't know if he's worth the fight.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
I mean, you got to think at all the big stars right now that are free agents. Is Adam Cole the one that you picked to fight over?
Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, man, I think Adam Cole, you know, he's kind of, you know, he still kind of has that indie darling, you know, feel to him. And to a lot of the, how do I say it? You know, certainly, you know, Braun Strowman, you know, Bray Wyatt, you know, when you talk about bidding wars, that's what you're getting to.
Well, see, that's the thing. The E doesn't let him go. Don't let Punk go. Don't let Brian go. They still have a chance with Adam Cole, and they know where his girlfriend works, AEW, current women's champion Britt Baker. So, you
know, I don't know, man. Like, and even for me, it's even more so on AEW side. Like, why is AEW fighting for him? You know, they've got a huge...
I can tell you why AEW is fighting for him. Can we tell you?
Yeah.
Because he's a superstar. Yeah. That's why. So
he's
got talent.
So AEW's got a huge roster, right? Probably too many workers. So why they would be fighting over anybody, you know, is dumb to me.
It's getting pretty swelled, that roster.
You got a good point there. But I think like, you know, could you imagine Jungle Boy? You know, and you know, Bebe doing it. You know, yeah, I mean, like, just. I don't know. I think there's a lot of good matchups for him over there.
Yeah, he's small for a WWE guy, but he would fit right in size wise at AEW.
I think we just need to see Father Windham show up on AEW.
That would be pretty awesome. I'm a little down on the mothership, the WWE, right now. I've always kind of held them to a higher standard, but I don't know. Some of the things they've been doing.
We lost Bray Wyatt, kept Eva Marie.
Yeah. Well, but you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've been reading a little bit about, you know, speculation that maybe he's getting ready to, the old man's getting ready to liquidate the company or to sell the company.
Could be.
You know, you never know. You know,
talk about big moments in history.
Yeah. I have been entertained by their broke Baron gimmick, which I thought was a ripoff of Bad Luck Chapman at first, but now they're kind of swinging it till he's just broke.
Oh, dude, did you watch what I think it was Monday Night Raw, you know, where Drew McIntyre comes out and it's like, geez, you know, like, what is it going to take, you know, and Baron Corbin looks at him and tells him $100,000.
I know you got it.
Yeah. Wait, well, I,
you know, he's even on TikTok now. I watched
the
TikTok.
The TikTok video was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm not getting paid for this?
Well, the one I watched, he's trying to get the building.
Yeah. They wouldn't even let him in. He's like, I've known this guy for 13 years.
He's like, who are you? And he's like, he points. He said, I'm even on the trailer. He goes, no, bro, that's not you.
Then they fined him $500 for violating their dress code because he had a mustard stain on his shirt.
A mustard stain.
Yeah. And the RK Bro stuff has been pretty entertaining.
Yeah. RK Bro has been pretty entertaining. It's going to be interesting to see where that goes after this past Monday night. But
some
you
of
know,
the...
I tell you, we were listening to another podcast on the way home. We had a 25-hour drive, so we had plenty of time to.
Since bad luck, Chapman caused your flight to be canceled.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, they played that little segment with him and the backstage person. You know, where Corbin was talking about, you know, how, you know, once he lost his crown, you know, all the money went away, and that you know, he bought Bitcoin when Bitcoin was 62,000 and Bitcoin was 30,000, and he had to borrow for that. You know, I think it's a great gimmick. You know, I'm not going
to interesting
lie.
To see where it goes.
I pitched something like that a couple of years ago to a promoter that I wanted to do something similar, you know, like come out with, you know, with the suit, you know, that with white socks and a black suit, you know, and my pockets pulled out of my, you know, suit and kind of go from there. But, you know, and if you want a character to be successful, it's got to be an extension of your real life. And that ain't me, bro.
Well, the thing is, he's going to start getting behind him.
The bad luck, might as well tell him to continue once we got back. As we arrived and I had a flat tire.
Yeah.
And then Mr. E's TV went out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then now here we are a couple of days later. The reason why we're on the beach right now is his air conditioner went out.
Yeah. So the bad luck continues. You know, you know, you really got to think about, you know, where you want your life to be after you go on a vacation with Chad. That's one of the true stories.
I was going to say, who you want to take with you.
Yeah.
Double think that one next time.
When are we booking the next one?
Not sure. I don't know. When are we booking the next one, Subo?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with this Corbin thing, though, because it's starting to get some people to actually.
I think it's a great storyline. I love the mustard, you know, the mustard gimmick. You know, I think that would be cool. Hey, you know, I'm just gonna free ball with this one. But what about him becoming a butler for, you know, for
Cameron Grimes?
Cameron Grimes, you know, Cameron Grimes is going to need a butler
or a LA Knight. Whoever
or know. LA Knight, that's right. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to watch any NXT since I've been back, so I'm a little out of the loop on that. But
some of the
sure
booking.
Cameron Grimes is still killing it.
Yeah. Some of the booking and other decisions that we're seeing and reading about just don't make a whole lot of sense. You know, we talked off the air. They released Bray Wyatt. What the crap?
Yeah,
that was a major loss.
Well, a major loss, and you know, Bray
potentially
Wyatt is,
a big gain. You know, for AEW.
For somebody else, yeah.
And Father Wyndham shows up.
Well, you know, with Bray.
You heard it here first, Father Wyndham.
Father Wyndham.
Trademark hashtag.
You know, it's what's crazy to me is that with the release of Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt, those are two, you know, WWE homegrown, you know, characters that their entire life.
And, free.
You know, and now they're going to, you know, now they're going to go and you know, pop up somewhere else. I mean, I'm just going to assume that they're going to go to AEW, but, hopefully we don't run into some John Fogerty litigation, you know, where WWE sues Bray Wyatt for acting too much like Bray Wyatt, or sues Wyndham, you know, Rotunda for acting too much like Bray Wyatt, you know?
Yeah.
And the problem is like with Bray, you know, what else can he do? You know, he's made such a name for himself being that Bray Wyatt character, even as it's progressed through the years. Like, if he shows up, you know, that's him. You know, that's got to be how he acts.
Right. Well, you know, the whole character, you know, if he showed up on Monday, or not Monday Night Raw, but if he showed up on Dynamite wearing the fedora and the shirt, you know, like I'm sure Vince and his legal team would have a heyday in trying to figure out how to keep that character off TV.
It's almost like he's trying to destroy NXT, which it went from this almost like an underground, secret, awesome, legit wrestling thing on the network, not even on TV, to selling out the Barclays Center for their takeovers to now, man, he's just going through there and cutting people right and left, stripping them down. They're performing in front of 150 people a week.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of sad. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hopefully they get it figured out, man. Because, you know,
well, they're NXT heavyweight champion. Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. He lost multiple times, you know, like just come and smear.
Ridiculous.
You know, the champion. You know, it's like I really don't get that. You know, like
to me, that's Vince's way of saying Jeff Hardy's on the main roster. There's a reason he may be the champ, but you guys are down.
Yeah,
but he brought him back, and he's won the last 2 weeks on Raw. Why they keep bringing him up on Raw, I don't know. But not one time did they mention Karrion Kross versus Samoa Joe at the next takeover. They're not even talking about NXT.
Right.
They're letting him hold the title, and that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a shame, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of shames, one thing that's really ticked me off about the mothership this week, they didn't even recognize beautiful Bobby Eaton on any of their shows.
Yeah. That kind of hit me. That was a kick in the balls, you know, especially
you go to the Peacock Network, WWE Network, and I guarantee you there's a whole lot of good matches of Bobby Eaton on there.
Oh, I bet you.
He didn't get one mention. And,
you know, that's one thing listening to another podcast, you know, earlier this week, Jim Cornette, you know, came out and said that, you know, he has a lot of differences with Tony Khan and, you know, that they obviously don't see wrestling the same, but he wanted to thank Tony Khan for you know, the tribute that he did for Bobby. And I can't believe that they didn't do anything.
It's ridiculous. They haven't put him in the Hall of Fame, which I think is ridiculous. I re-released an episode that Space Cowboy and I did over a year ago on Bobby Eaton. You guys knew Bobby. You got any Bobby stories you want to talk about?
Boy, I do, man. I do. You know, Bobby came up and stayed with Jay for a few months down in Southern Missouri. And you know, Bobby was coming up into Springfield, and of course, at the old pawn shops. You know, I said, well, we'll go ahead and have Bobby come in, and we'll make him our guest pawnbroker for the day. So Bobby come up and sign some autographs, and you know, there's a handful of people out there that can say that, you know, that Bobby, you know, priced him up for a pawn, you know, a premier pawn, Springfield, Missouri. But so after we had done that, we went and grabbed a bite to eat, and you know, when we were done, we come up with the idea of let's go play bingo. You know, I don't know if you know this, you know, we like to pot chase. You know, pot chase means, you know, you go to the bingo halls when that progressive is up to, you know, $9,000-$10,000 and catch dirty looks from the old ladies, you know, that are there taking it serious. So we get there, and you know, Bobby's real soft spoken, but he can also be, you know, also be loud, you know, especially in a place where they demand pure silence, you know. So we're sitting there, and Bobby, you know, Bobby in Bobby fashion, not really kind of understanding the way the games are going, and he's doing, you know, doing his stuff, and he's kind of talking loud at the table, and we get the guy that the number caller come over the loudspeaker, and he says, you know, like, hey guys, you know, please be respectful of, you know, the other tables next to you, you know, and yada yada yada, and you know, Bobby raises up his hand and goes, Bobby, you know, like kind of under his breath or whatever, and you know, and we're like, oh man, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna come over here and tell us to quiet down or leave or whatever. And you know, they're getting ready to go to intermission, and intermission starts or whatever. And you look over, and the workers are all wearing red shirts. They walk around selling little pull tab tickets or whatever. And these workers, you know, like you see four or five of them, you know, headed our way, and we're like, oh god, man, we're gonna get kicked out or whatever. And you know, we're kind of getting up trying to scatter so they don't, you know, they don't get to us. They obviously cut us off, and one guy, you know, the guy that was leading the pack just looks at Bobby and goes, are you Bobby Eaton? And Bobby goes, well, yeah, you know, and it turned into a damn photo shoot, you know, right there in the bingo parlor.
It, it went from a, hey, be quiet, to, hey, can I have your autograph?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was, man, it was really cool because, you know, I just remember, you know, just people coming up to the line, and, you know, of course, as you will hear from anybody who's ever talked, you know, or ever known Bobby, he's the nicest guy in the world, you know. I can't think of anybody that was more kind to me, you know, when he didn't have, you know, and he signed, you know, a couple of autographs, took a bunch of pictures and stuff like that during the intermission at bingo. And yeah, it was good times, man. It was good times.
We were in Nashville one time for, I think it was a TCW thing. And me, Cowboy, and another person. The space had to be at the arena or whatever, you know, doing his stuff throughout the day. And me, he calls and says, hey, you guys come up here. Bobby, you can't find Bobby. You know, he's somewhere around here. Yeah, yeah. So me and the other person, we head up there, and on our way up there, to get to where it's at, it's a bunch of like kind of back streets, you know, and we go up, we pull up to a stoplight. And I remember I was the pastor. I remember looking over and there's Bobby sitting on a park bench with a couple other, you know, guys, and they're just shooting the shit, you know, like Bobby's just so nice. He's just sitting there. You could talk to anybody. I holler, hey, Bobby. He looks up and recognizes, oh, you know, when he gets up, he walks over and what do you do? Bobby goes, yeah, I want to go for a walk. And then I got lost, so I figured somebody would come find me. You know, and, you know, met these guys, started talking to them. But it just goes to show, you know, just that the biggest heart to talk to, you know, didn't discriminate against anybody. Didn't, you know, probably never even said a bad word about anybody.
I've never heard one negative thing about Bobby Eaton.
Yeah, I think Jimmy said it best, man. Bobby never met a stranger, you know. And he, you know, the world is a little bit colder, you know, because he's gone, man. God bless you, Bobby. You're a great man.
I was happy to see AEW recognize him at the start of Dynamite last night.
Yeah.
You know, and I even mentioned last night, I'm like, that wasn't much, but, you know, at least it was something.
Yeah. Way more than what others did. And speaking of AEW, it's actually been getting a little bit better, guys. I know I've been very critical of them. But I find myself looking forward to Wednesday nights more than Monday or Tuesday or Fridays lately.
Friday night Rampage starts this week.
That's true.
I caught a little bit of AEW the other day. Yesterday.
Coming in hot, too, with Rampage. Three title matches. Miro is going to defend the TNT title against Fuego del Sol. And if Fuego wins, he not only gets the title, but he gets a contract. I think he's going to get a contract anyway.
Yeah, Fuego del Sol is going to get a contract. He's going to bring that contract to Mid-States Wrestling, and we may be able to negotiate.
That's a possibility.
Might be able to go to the table for him and negotiate for him.
Britt Baker, she's going to defend the AEW Women's title against Red Velvet, and then Christian Chapman's favorite is taking on Kenny Omega for the AEW World title. So, man, three title matches, like I said, coming in hot this Friday night on the debut of Rampage.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're opening up the show with Christian and Omega, right?
I think that's possibly because they're in Pittsburgh, which is Baker's hometown, so she'll probably make it. Yeah. So it should be a good show.
That's gonna be a good show, man. That's a pay per view quality show, and that's a good way to start things off. You know, start it off with a bang.
It's funny you guys are dressed like you are, because I did a few polls this week on Twitter, and I asked which Bray Wyatt persona did you like the best, Swamp Bray Wyatt or Fiend Bray Wyatt, and 59% went with Swamp Bray Wyatt, 41% with Fiend Bray Wyatt. I agree with that, man.
I think I sent you guys some of his early FCW promos, Florida Championship Wrestling promos, when he was, you know, we're talking early stages of the Bray Wyatt character. And man, you go back and you listen to some of those interviews that he did down at FCW, and they like give you goosebumps. You know,
when he walked down to the ring,
so real,
and the white rocking chair, sat down, dude, it was just That was the best.
Yep. I agree. The other one I did is Who Sweats More Profusely? Bobby Lashley, Samoa Joe, Brock Lesnar, or Shane McMahon. 22% went with Lashley, 15% Joe, 19% Lesnar, and 44% the winner, Shane McMahon.
Should have put Arn Anderson in there. He would have won.
Yeah, Shane McMahon, you know, he's already blown up when he comes out and does that little entrance where he does the little, foot dance. Shuffle. That right there, that'll blow me up. I'm sweating,
Well, Steven, you missed a great event last weekend, Mid-States Wrestling, Harrison, Arkansas. Started off, we did a 10-bell salute and honored Bobby Eaton, inducted Jake Boulder into the MSW Hall of Fame. Young guy, but unfortunately suffered a career-ending injury. You probably know a lot about that and what happened to him and his story. It's a miracle that he's walking and talking right now.
You know, I can remember where I was sitting when I got the text, about his accident. And we were getting ready to go on a vacation, and that was just, we're getting ready to go on a boat. And that, it just, man, really just kicked me because, knowing that I was going to be gone and that it was so serious, and at that point, nobody knew what was going to happen. Every time I see Jake now, man, I always just greet him with a big hug, man. He's one of those guys that has literally been around since the beginning of my career. And one of the first guys that I got to work with. And he was so kind, so, like, I don't know, down to earth. If you needed advice, he'd give it to you. Not only was he a great performer, but he was also a great teacher. Somebody that would take time to watch a match on the monitor.
He's a great friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I every time I see him, man, it's a blessing.
Great event overall. Real quick, the Blue Bolt upset victory over Johnny Dynamite. I think it's an upset, but the Blue Bolt, he's been on a roll lately. Saw the first time I got to see Mr. Nasty in action, who steamrolled El Matador Uno. El Matador Uno, though, I saw some potential there, too. I think we're going to see some good things out of El Matador Uno. Bad Street Beauty Miranda Gordy defeated the Fajita Taker. The natural born villain Tim Rockwell defeated the extraterrestrial Paul Puerto Rico to retain the Southern Heavyweight title. Gary Graham defeated Dr. Izzin. I call him Izzin. I call them both because Dr. Izzin. Johnny Lightning defeated the Headsman. Big Man Thrash and the Space Cowboy double count out. Huge brawl. Chaos had to be split up. And the connoisseur, Niles Planquet, defeated the Smoking Ace, Luke Langley, to retain the Mid-States heavyweight title.
I'm waiting on my copy of the DVD to come in. It should have shipped out today, so we'll have it here. Anybody that needs a copy of that event, mswtickets.com, I think is where you can pick it up at, or msw.com, $20.
And joining me for his commentary debut was Bad Luck Chapman, who did a great job.
Well, the problem is, Nathan, is you were so one-sided out there and always rooted for the baby face, I had to step in and, look, Big Stevie's choking him. No, Big Stevie's over there reviving the guy.
I'm like Bill Off Alfonso, baby. I call it right down the middle, baby. But huge, huge event this weekend, Saturday in Springfield. It's going to be Space Cowboy Jason Jones, Aerial American Alan Jefferson, Jimmy Fiasco, must-see TV, Colton Theron Vaught. If you haven't seen this guy, I'm telling you, a superstar someday. Yeah. The veteran Gary Graham, the Johnnies from Toxic Masculinity, Johnny Lightning and Johnny Dynamite. Possibly, rumor and innuendo, maybe Luke Langley, Fuego del Sol. Stephen E. will be there dressed to the nines, and many more. A couple of matches have been announced.
You need to get the Johnnies to join my
stable. The Johnnies they probably need a little direction. Yeah. I think they could benefit from Stevie.
So.
But another person that I think that could benefit from Stevie would be the neatest man in professional wrestling. Nothing neater, Derek Peter. That guy right there is a superstar in the making. I can't wait this weekend. Him, versus Miranda Gordy in a Bad Street Beauty match, whatever that is. I'm not
Bad
quite
Street
sure.
Street Fight.
Is that what it is? Bad Street Street Fight? Oh, man.
I'm actually looking forward to that. We had nothing neater Derek Teeter on while you guys were gone, by the way.
Hey, I saw that. I saw that. And good looking out. You know, putting in the feelers for me.
The problem is, it's like, I mean, let's all face it. We all know Miranda. Okay, she's been on the show before, but we all know how she is. She's going to end up cheating. She's probably going to low blow him or hit him with something, you know, and pull the tights. You know, there's no way that nothing neater Derek Teeter's he's not going to lose this match legitimately.
You know, a lot of people have asked, like, what's the strife? Where's the rift? How did that start? You know, I heard rumor and innuendo was that he was walking in the back and he looked in the locker room in the corner, and there was this bag, this luggage bag that just had everything thrown over, and he was so offended by it, he went and looked for the person that owned this said bag, and it turned out it was Miranda's. But because it wasn't in a neat fashion, neat order, like put where it was supposed to be, I think that's where the heat came from with these two right here.
Yeah, nothing neater Derek Teeter, you got my vote.
Well, here's some of the matches that's been announced. Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry versus Gideon Vane. We've already mentioned the Bad Street Beauty Miranda Gordy versus Nothing Neater Derek Teeter in a Bad Street Street Fight. One I'm really looking forward to, Ryan Mantell. Some know him as Moonshine Mantell, been on SWE, MLW, AEW, is taking on the MSW Heavyweight Champion, the Connoisseur, Niles Planquet. That's going to be a great match.
Man, if you didn't watch the first one, then you need to be there, and you need to watch this in person. Those guys literally beat the tar out of each other. Five-star match. Those guys really know how to put on a show. I'll just say that.
Get your tickets at mswtickets.com or call 858-848-SLAM. Stephen E., where can folks locally, maybe around Springfield, where can they get some tickets?
Locally, if you are in the Springfield metro area, you can stop by either of the Premier Pond locations, 904 North Glenstone, 65804, I think. I don't know. But the other one is conveniently located on the south side of Springfield, almost on the corner of Battlefield and Campbell. It's a 2865 South Camp. Premier Pond. Get your tickets while we've got
Premier Pond.
Yeah.
That about wraps it up, guys. Don't forget to get your tickets. I can't wait to see you guys this weekend. I hope to see some of you listeners out there too. Again, mswtickets.com, 858-848-SLAM. Follow us on Facebook at The Slop Drop, on Twitter at The Slop Drop 1. Check us out on YouTube. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. Leave us a good rating, a good review. Smash the subscribe button, as the kids say. And as always, thank you guys for listening. And until next time, we are out of here.
Goodbye and good night.